Welcome to Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. I'm Dave Crooks, and today we talk to the owners of the mill. Tim and Kelly Drake are in the studio this morning. And guys, good morning. Thanks for being with us on Focus on the Community.
Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
So for those that may not know, you guys have invested along the Wabash River in Vigo County with a entertainment venue, and this has been in the works for a while. And I know some of our listeners have already been to at least one show or more, and maybe some are just starting to understand better what it's all about. But before we get into like what's going on with shows the rest of the summer, who wants to give us the quick background on how this all got started?
Boy, oh boy, where do we start? you know, this whole idea concept probably started at least somewhere around 7 years ago, back when the old paper factory did close. It went through multiple different hands, different concepts and whatnot, eventually ending up in the hands of the county commissioners. And about 2 years ago, we were finally able to strike a deal with them to secure the property, to get a lease on that, and to actually start putting investment back in there. So
there was talk originally about putting the jail there, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And so when they finally decided to go elsewhere, that kind of opened up the property, I take it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The concept changed three or four different times from the original piece because, you know, it's a 65-acre piece of property, parcel is what it is now. But when the jail is there, it kind of cut it in half, and it was 30, so you had to scale down. And then all of a sudden, the jail goes away, and now you got 65. And then, of course, you know, our original concept was to be a lot smaller, and this would actually be like phase three, phase four. But when COVID hit, it really made us had to think outside the box, and everything was 6 foot in a circle at that time, so we needed the space. So we quickly put phase three to phase one and just put the bulldozer blade in the ground and went for it.
Good for you guys. And, of course, in Indiana, we've had what's referred to as Deer Creek. I don't care who they sold the advertising rights to. It's always going to be called Deer Creek to me, I guess. But it was kind of the same kind of concept, right? I mean,
yes.
And I've always been to Noblesville at least once a year for a show or two, and that's kind of neat. But that's even a bigger investment than what you guys have done, but that's taken them a while to get to this point, so it doesn't happen overnight, obviously. But Kelly, describe what it looks like. If someone's not been to the mill and you pull in, what will they see from the gate and all the way to where they sit for the shows?
Yeah, so now that we built that big stage top that we have, that's probably the first thing you're going to see as you pull in. We have parking attendants that will help kind of direct everyone to where they need to go. And once you get in and walk up, there's one ticket entry that we're actually still going to be constructing. Right now it's temporary, but there'll be a big entryway that you can walk up to. And then as soon as you get into the venue, you walk past our food vendors, you walk past our bars and into the venue. And that big stage top and the LED screens is probably the main focus once you get in there.
Now, there's not seats or stands, right? You have to bring your own?
No permanent seats yet. I mean, that's definitely a goal in the future. Okay. So it's lawn chairs are allowed in two sections. And then we do have a standing only section, a section that's up front.
But if you go to a show, typically you bring your own chair for now. Is that the plan?
Yep.
Okay. So the investment, you guys have put a lot of hard-earned cash into this. So tell me about that, if you would.
Yeah, it's kind of astronomical.
as but, everything is
yeah,
now, right?
So. Originally, you thought, you know, oh, we can just do it on a dime and get this thing going. But probably to date, we're sitting at probably $1.7 million invested on this property.
Wow.
Yeah, this year was a big thing for us for our big steel rooftop, getting that put in there. We're going to probably have 40,000 square foot of concrete work completely done, changing it all over. Gravel was last year. This year, everything's getting into our ADA compliance. So from the parking lot, from your car, you'll be able to get directly in anywhere you want to go. You know, next up is probably permanent restrooms.
Okay,
and that's
going to
be another piece. It's going to be a long road. It's infrastructure. We're so big. We got to bring a huge, you know, our water back there, our sewer line. You know, we're coming back about 600-700 feet. It's going to be an undertaking.
So I take it right now, rows of porta potties, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's almost festival style, but it's been really good. We've overestimated on what our needs are out of everything, so we haven't had any problems with that.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. What else could people expect when they come to a show? I mean, obviously, if it rains, that obviously causes some problems on a concert night, but I guess the show goes on.
It does. And, you know, we've had, I think it was two or three, what I would say, shows that rained last year. But it's something about it to where you're there, the music's playing, especially when the lights get going, everything just starts coming to life. It's actually pretty fun.
I'd say Lee Bryce last year, we had a little bit of, it was raining during, but that crowd was having a good time. I mean, as long as it's not lightning and thundering, we can still go.
Sure.
You know, obviously it's not ideal, but it's an outdoor venue. It's going to happen.
If it's a warm summer night, why not? Right.
Yep.
So what's your long-term vision for this? Even though we'll talk about the schedule here in a little bit, but like, and how long is your lease with the county for, by the way?
You know, it's a 50-year lease, so we got 49 years left.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's why we're confident in putting this investment in here.
Okay.
Plenty of time. And the county's been great, and so has the city, because it's county-owned property that sits in city limits. You know, our long-term goals is to not just, this isn't just a one-stop shop, just simple outdoor music venue. We really want to help develop that whole area, not only our 65 acres, but that whole riverfront development. And I think we're going to be the starting blocks for all of it. We got a lot of big plans coming through. I think we got to dream big, you know, shoot for the stars, land on the moon type concept. But right now is to keep pushing on the music venue, make sure the accessibility and everything is there. And then we'll probably start adding in the abilities of some restaurants, some bars, everything out there. But again, it's bringing that infrastructure to the property to help allow those other future dreams to happen.
Okay. And then, Kelly, you probably track this closer than Tim, I'm going to speculate. But where's everybody coming from for these shows usually? I mean, if you had to predict.
I mean, there's definitely a big Wabash Valley.
Okay.
But I have had people come from all over. I had someone call from Texas the other day.
Really?
To attend the Jake Owen concert we have later. Chicago, St. Louis. There's definitely Indianapolis coming down. The Wabash Valley is definitely where it's at mainly. And that's kind of why we decided to start. I mean, we're the crossroads of America. So I think Terre Haute is a really good spot to have all these smaller communities travel to, as well as, you know, Terre Haute being the main.
And, you know, from a tourism standpoint, you people need to be reminded when you have a concert and people, let's say they drive in from Indianapolis and they decide, well, let's just spend the night in Terre Haute. I mean, that's a good thing. You rent a motel room, you go to a couple of restaurants, maybe you pop into a store, and a place like your building can really have an economic impact, not just for your venue, but others in the community.
Yeah, that's right. We kind of piggybacked on a report that was done last year. Live Nation sponsored it. They had, I believe it was a Harvard or Oxford Economics did the report.
I think it was Oxford.
It was Oxford. Basically, what they came down to, and it's published on our website and social media, is for every out-of-town person that comes in that has roughly bought a $100 ticket, I believe it's $436 gets put back into the economy.
I believe that.
That was before $5 gas.
Sure.
So it's got to be higher now.
And I can see, you know, if someone does come in from out of town and they spend the night, yeah, you can blow $500 on a weekend away these days. That's not hard to do.
Yep.
But the good news is, if you're local and you don't have to spend the night in a motel, I mean, you guys can bring people in, and gate admission typically will vary, right? Well, what do you typically charge for general admission?
So we have the three sections, but the general admission is usually 25 to 45 max.
Okay.
Again, depends on the show, but there's no parking fees. It's just come on in, you know, gates open at 5. Yeah, 5 every show.
Okay.
So,
and the shows usually start when? 7:30 or 8 or what?
7.
Okay, 7 o'clock. So,
yep.
So 2 hours prior to most shows. And then you try to wrap it up typically by when?
Probably 11:30.
Yeah, I think 11 o'clock is usually where I try to hit. We have a 12 o'clock curfew. But I think, you know, if you're local, you're back at your house in bed by midnight.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Our parking, they get out really fast. Yeah.
Well, let's run down what's scheduled for the rest of the summer. And can you kind of give us a rundown of what's on the calendar so people will know what the options are for the rest of the summer?
Absolutely. The next event is June 17th. It will be local bands and a food truck Friday. This will be the first time we're trying this. It's technically starts at 11, and then that's free entry. And there'll be several food trucks to choose from, a few vendors. Our bar will be open. You can purchase tickets to any show. We'll have our box office open. And then starting at 5 o'clock, it's a $10 cover. And we'll have four local bands, Soupbone Blackwater Mission, Abby Scott Band, Big Fun Band, and Tommy Kelly Band will all be playing.
Okay, I'm familiar with Big Fun, so that's kind of classic hits and variety. What's the music of the other three?
So Tommy Kelly Band kind of reminds me of like a jam bandish.
I would say.
Yeah. He's really good. He's local. We went to school with him. He's kind of the headliner that night. And then Abby Scott Band, I think, in Soupbone. Sorry. They're both kind of jammy too. I think Abby Scott might lean towards a little bit of some country stuff, but she'll cover some things. So it's all like fun, high energy, really cool bands.
And only a $10 admission for that?
Just $10 cover. First come, first serve. You can, you know, bring your lawn chair. And all those food trucks will still be there in the evening time as well.
And we'll talk about tickets a little bit later before we wrap up. But what else have you got lined up?
So July 9th is Scott Stapp from Creed, Puddle of Mud and Saliva. So that'll be a really cool rock show.
And one of our stations is sponsoring that, 92.7 The Rock. And yep. For those that like kind of an edgier, kind of more modern rock sound, that's definitely the show to go to, I guess. So.
Yes, and Scott Stapp will be playing Creed songs, so that'll be really cool.
Now, my problem is I listen to the rock part of the time, and I won't always know who's who, but then if we play a clip of the song, okay, yeah, I've heard Puddle of Mud. Now I know that song, or Saliva too, I guess. And of course, Creed, I've known a lot of their songs for years. But
yeah.
not everybody pays close attention, but they would sometimes they get a perception, oh, I won't like that music, but then they've heard their songs and didn't know who it was.
Exactly. We get that a lot.
Yeah.
We get that a lot.
So that's the Rockfest event, and yep. We're looking forward to that. So that's July 9th, and ticket sales are going okay for that, right?
Yep, going good. People are really excited.
Good deal. What else have you got lined up?
So the next one in July will be July 30th, and that is Skid Row and Warrant.
Okay.
So some 80s rock.
Absolutely. A little classic rock there.
Yep.
What else?
We get heavy in August. We have so August 6th is Pink Droid, which is a tribute to the Pink Floyd band.
Nice.
So they'll have laser lights. It'll be really cool visually, and they sound really good.
Where are they from?
I believe they're actually out of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
I think that is where they're based at, but they travel all over the United States.
Sure.
Yep. And then August 20th is John Party. He's bringing his Ain't Always the Cowboy tour with Lainey Wilson and Haley Witters. And he's doing really, really good stuff out there, selling out other venues. So I think that's going to be a really big show.
And that's modern country, of course.
Yep, modern country.
He showed up down at Daviess County when I used to live down there for the turkey trot in his very early career. So they grabbed him early on when he was just starting to chart. So
yeah, he's got some really good songs and plays really good to the crowd. So yeah. That should be a good one.
Yeah, he's fantastic. But I'm telling you what. Even Lainey Wilson, she came out last year and played as well. She is tremendous. Amazing, amazing artist.
Yep, she was out there last year for Riley Green.
That's correct.
So okay. She's coming back, so it'll be her second time playing at our venue, which is cool.
Anything else lined up for the rest of the year?
Yep, so we got August 26th is Jake Owen, another modern country.
Okay.
So that'll be a really good one. And then the next day, August 27th, is 38 Special. With Tommy DiCarlo, lead singer of Boston.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. And then also joining him that night, the 27th, is Rudy Cardenas, who is from American Idol. He's going to be playing Journey hits. So we'll have 38 Special songs and then Boston songs and Journey songs all in one night.
Okay, and I don't want to shut you down too quick, so any shows left? What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
We got September 17th, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
That is going to be a huge show. Excited about that. Lynyrd Skynyrd. And then on the September 23rd, that is going to be Hairball, which is a cover band.
Absolutely.
They play a lot of arena rock. They have really good production. They dress up like the bands that they're playing.
Right.
So that'll be a fun night too.
So it's Hairbangers Ball or is it Hairball?
Just Hairball.
Because I know there's a couple different ones.
It's a different band, yeah.
Okay.
And then the final show that we're going to have, which we're still finalizing the band, so I can't say what those are yet, but we're going to do a concert for a Cure fundraiser with Susan G. Komen on October 1st.
Very good.
So stay tuned to see who's going to be playing there.
Have you thought about comedy, possibly? Would that work out there?
We have.
Yep. Right now, it's I guess coming out of COVID, it kind of changed everybody how they think and how things used to be.
Right.
For us right now in our area, it's a little difficult to get a comedian to play in an outdoor amphitheater. They kind of still, for some reason, want to stay in a smaller
right.
sized indoor room, but we're working on them.
Okay.
You know, I think the big thing for us, being our second year, we're growing ourselves, our brand. We have to kind of create something to where, you know, these booking companies actually see us and seek us out.
Well, and I've got several beating on me all the time because we pre-COVID, we had done a few shows like I think of Kostaki, Economonopolis, and some of the folks from the Bob and Tom show that we air on WFMB. I've got access to those guys. So if you decide to get serious about a comedy show, we can probably help you make that happen. I think they would try it because I don't know where to put a comedy venue right now to make the perfect size. If you go too small, you can't, you know, make any money for the sponsor or whatever. But then... Why not try something like this? I think people might go for it if it's a nice night and all that.
I think so, too. I would love to have comedy. I mean, maybe even throw a band on there, too.
You know,
have some comedy and some music. I think it would be really neat.
Absolutely. You could pull that off. And have you thought about any other events out there besides music and comedy?
Yes. We've had other people reach out. I mean, the Susan G. Komen event will be our first fundraising event. So we've had other... organizations reach out about, you know, trying to do some fundraising, and we're open for it. We just kind of trying to get our feet wet with that one and see how that goes on doing a concert fundraiser. I think we've had other people reach out about different events. Some people reach out about getting married there.
How about that? Okay.
So, I mean, we're open to it. It's just kind of, you know, feeling out how this year goes.
Car show, maybe? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, car show, bike show, you know, of course, Terre Haute and all that with their Jeeps. It'd be crazy to have a large Jeep show out there as well.
That is one thing. We have Jeep parking this year, so maybe we'll, maybe next year, have a Jeep event as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many can you park out there?
We haven't yet to figure that out, but it's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then have you figured out, like, what's the most people you've had at a show so far this year? Or even last?
I think this year we've only had Flo Rida, our opening. I think we were about 4,000 on that.
Correct.
And then Nelly last year, our season opener, was our biggest attended event, and that was roughly 6,000 to 7,000.
That's correct. Pretty good. That's a good number.
We had to kind of pull the reins back with COVID and everything.
So right.
The venue this year, we're capping it at 10,000. We just want to make sure, like, when we put these events on, we have the ability to handle everything, keep people safe, and manage it. I think we can stretch it out probably even to 12,000 next year.
And then what are some of the challenges when the show is over? I mean, are people stuck in the parking lot for a significant amount of time, or how does that work?
You're 15, max 30 minutes getting out.
Really?
We pretty much, in a way, we kind of shut down Prairieton Road, is that main drag, or the highway.
Okay.
So once they funnel out, it just goes left or right, and just you're gone.
Yeah, the local police officers really... They do a really good job of getting people out.
Now, in our final time that we have here, let's talk about tickets. I know a lot of times, you know, people are not sure, how do I get tickets and how does my electronic ticket work? And then do I buy them directly from you or should I buy them from a vendor? Talk about what's in their best interest.
For sure. So our website, themilitaryhote.com, has links to every show. Our ticketing processing company is called eTix. So, you know, you can go to our website. It links over to our eTix partner. That is the best way to purchase tickets. We do have them for sale the day of the show. Our box office opens at 5. But if you want to purchase in advance, I would definitely go through just our website. I know there's some ticket resellers out there that people have gone to, but we really recommend to just go to themilitaryhote.com. The shows, click on those links, and you'll get right to where you need to go.
But before we started this recording today, tell me about the story about someone who already bought tickets from a vendor for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes. I had someone call that purchased 4 GA tickets to Lynyrd Skynyrd, and it was like roughly $500, and it was because he went to a ticket reseller site.
And it should have cost him what?
I mean, they're $45 each for GA. So
yeah. $180. He could have bought a lot of gas for that difference.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, maybe not a lot, but...
yes.
Okay. Can you think of anything else we've left out that you'd like the community to know about the mill, is not only for this year, but as you look to the future?
I would say... You know, maybe this show or a show isn't your specific genre, but what we're trying to do is create this wave of people coming out, supporting the community. As we start to grow this engine starts to gain a lot of steam coming down the tracks. And by supporting maybe an off band or an off brand that you're not normally going to, actually helps fuel the fire to bring in a larger artist at a later time. So it may not be what you want right now specifically, but just coming out, you know, we're $20, $25 for that GA ticket. Come out, have a beer, have a good time. I promise you, all these bands are fantastic. Come out and enjoy it. There's not much that you can do locally for a decent price like that. Just come, bring the family, experience it for yourself, get a firsthand, you know, look or view, and support it. And we promise we'll be there bringing more bigger, better shows in the future.
And we'd love to see you bring some classic country artists in for our sister, the Legend, or sister station, the Legend, but to also there's some still, you know, 60s, 70s old kind of rock artists that are still traveling too. And you might want to keep your eye on some of those options, because I know that still has some appeal. I mentioned my Daviess County situation recently, but we were amazed that the community of Odin brought in Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and we're thinking, how will that work with him being his age? And people don't even know he's Jerry Lewis's son. I mean, but it was a great show. I mean, people were overly impressed, and it wasn't an expensive show, but a lot of people that grew up in that era might want to see some of those classic artists from the 60s and 70s. So keep them in mind, of course, too.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yep.
You still got a couple of minutes left if there's anything we've left out.
I mean, I think just letting everybody know, you know, Tim and I are local from Terre Haute, and we're really, really putting all of our livelihood into this venue. It's very important to us, and it's all ages, it's family friendly. It really is a good time. There's something about live music when they're out there with the lights and the sound, the speakers. It's really fun.
I can share your pain. I know what it's like putting your entire life investment in something, and then you scratch your head wondering, is this the right thing? And then COVID comes along and really kicks you in the gut.
But exactly.
We're all kind of getting through that now, thank goodness. But Tim, you guys are part owners of Show Me's too, right? Or do you actually own
Correct.
That, or how's that work?
Yep, still an owner of Show Me's. I put everything into the hands of Mike Conley. He runs the day-to-day operations of that.
Okay. It
really helps me you know, free up some time to go kind of do some of these, you know, I call it almost like a passion project, because I just love what we're doing over there at the mill. So yeah, if it wasn't for Mike, you know, I'd have to be in there cooking every single day. So
I understand. If people want to check out your website, follow you on Facebook, Kelly, give them all those details.
Yep. It is The Mill Terre Haute on our Facebook and Instagram. We also have a TikTok, The Mill Terre Haute. And the website is themillterrehaute.com. We post on there a lot. Our website's always constantly updating. There's all kinds of information on our website about venue policies, frequently asked questions. You know, if you haven't been, it's all there. You can check it out and see kind of how things work that day of the show.
Now, you've got guys like me who are still trying to be up to speed on all this digital options, but let's say you've got someone that doesn't have a smartphone. Can they actually get an old-fashioned paper ticket when they buy a ticket from your place or not?
Yep, it prints out at the box office.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So don't let that keep you from coming if you're intimidated by an electronic ticket then.
Yeah,
right?
And there's actually a option on our eTix site for a mail. You can get a ticket mailed to you.
Oh, perfect.
So,
okay.
Because yeah.
That'll help, because I know there's some people that just get a bit intimidated by all the electronic options and they say, oh, heck with it.
You know? I totally understand. Yeah, we can print one out at the day of the show.
Well, congratulations on your investment. And I admit I've not been to your place yet, but I'll definitely be there for Rockfest July 9th. Yeah. So looking forward to that with 92.7 The Rock. And thanks for letting us sponsor that, of course, and be a part of it. And final words, anything else that we've left out, guys?
You know, really, I just want to thank the community for everything that they've done and supported us so far. And just hang in there. You guys are going to be blown away to see what we do next.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us. And like you said, 92.7 Rockfest is going to be awesome.
I think so, too. Let's just hope we get good weather, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Well, thanks again for being in studio with us this morning. Tim and Kelly Drake, the owners of The Mill. You can learn more about them at themillterrehaute.com. Check out their website. Give them a like on Facebook and figure out which show you can go out and support them this year and just kind of get a better feel for it. And when you've got friends and family coming to town and you're trying to figure out what can we do tonight, check their schedule and maybe that'll be a fun option to take them to. So guys, thanks again and best of luck with all you do at The Mill.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9 and 99.5, Sundays at 6 on 105.5 WVIG, and 7 a.m. on 92.7 WFMB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for listening.